Welcome to The Fighting Priests, a podcast exploring orthodoxy and jiu-jitsu. Two paths, one struggle. Father Ted Perescavopoulos and Father Thomas Sandberg are two orthodox Christian priests who also happen to be practitioners of jiu-jitsu. Together, they explore how these two unique worlds intersect and what it means for our spirituality. Here's Father Ted and Father Thomas. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to The Fighting Priests. My name is Father Ted Perescavopoulos, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Greece. As I had said in my last episode, I am on family vacation here during July, and while I am having some time away to rest and recoup, I am also taking the time to train in a couple of places here in the motherland, I guess you could say, the place where my family is originally from, although I am born and raised in Canada. My background is Greek, and I've had a wonderful opportunity so far to meet quite a few different jiu-jitsu practitioners here in this country, and to be able to experience what jiu-jitsu has to offer in Greece. And so it's been a wonderful time. As I had said, I'm trying to record as many episodes as I can. Here it has been a little bit of a challenge because I don't have my usual quiet recording room as I have set up back in Toronto. It's kind of hard to record podcasts when you're on vacation with kids and children, and also it's kind of hard to record podcasts when you are in a village. So as I had said in the last episode, we were last episode in Athens, Greece, where my parents have a house, and I had recorded with my son George. We had just arrived in Greece in the first couple of days, and it was our first impressions about coming to this country. Now, as we are entering into the end of the second week of our vacation, I have been down in the city of Nafplio. Nafplio is a beautiful waterside city about an hour and a half south of Athens. It's very, very beautiful and picturesque. My in-laws have a house here, and it is more, where their house is situated is more like a little bit of a village. And so it is very difficult to record because you actually have, dogs running around and roosters crowing in the morning and motorbikes driving by. And of course, we're all staying in a small house with my children and my in-laws. So it's kind of hard to record. So I'm actually recording to you, from the outskirts of the village in my car, actually. It's just to have some quiet. So just to kind of give you a picture of where I'm recording from. But nevertheless, I am parked on the top of a hill overlooking the mountains and overlooking the bay where Nafplio is situated. It's quite the view. I will try to post a picture on our Instagram so you kind of get a sense of where I am recording from. But either way, in the last almost 2 weeks or about 10 days since the last episode, I've had a chance to kind of train a little bit. And I've had a chance to train both in Athens, as I had mentioned before, at Alliance Jiu-Jitsu under David Said, who is, I believe, a third degree black belt. I was anticipating going and seeing him and train with him, as he is a very well-known instructor. And I also had the chance now to train here in Argos, actually. Argos is, of course, a very ancient, famous Greek city, famous in the ancient times and in mythology with Jason and the Argonauts. And Argos is about 15 minutes away from Nafplio, so very, very close. Kind of like, just to give you an idea, it's kind of like you're talking about the Bronx with Manhattan. If you're from New York, it's very, very close. And in Argos, there is a small team called Phoenix Jiu-Jitsu, Argos team, which is run by black belt Tasos Kavalas. And they have a small team based out of a small community center here. I say small, not to denigrate or to say, it's any worse or better, but rather that is very, very different. And hence the title of our podcast today, which is, City Mouse versus Country Mouse, the popular English saying of kind of like comparing the, type of people who live in big cities versus the type of people who live in small cities. And of course, jiu-jitsu and the church is no different as far as the types of differences that people experience in these organizations, whether they live in the big city or whether they live in the small city. I hadn't really planned on talking about it in this way, but when I was able to train a little bit in Athens and then I came down to the village and I was able to train here, I noticed, not massive differences, but there were differences. And I noticed a lot of differences that were comparable to, for example, Orthodox Christians and how they experience the parish life, both in the big city. For example, I'm in the big city of Toronto, Canada, where we have about 14 Greek Orthodox churches, and there are about 200,000 Greeks, so it's a lot. It's a big metropolitan area, versus, for example, the small towns or small villages, both in Canada, but here in Greece as well, where you may have a small community of worshipers and maybe one church or one or two churches as opposed to many. In the same way, I've served in both. So, for example, as a priest, I've served in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Ontario, which is central Canada. For our listeners who are from the United States, that is actually just north of North Dakota. So it's out in the prairies. It's a little bit more north and it's a little bit more west from Toronto. So I've served in, I guess, what you could call a smaller town or, the country mouse kind of environment as an Orthodox priest, where there was just one Orthodox church and there were about 3,000 Greeks in that city. But everybody was kind of like united into one community. And I've also served in the big city in Toronto, where there are multiple, as I said. In the same way, parallel to that, I have experienced jiu-jitsu. I come from a big town, from Toronto, where I started, training jiu-jitsu. And of course, Toronto has many, many different clubs, different dojos, different instructors, different, styles and things like that. A lot of activity happening. And then I've been able to come here to Greece and also experience jiu-jitsu both in Athens, which has about 6 million people, a massive city, and then here down in Argos / Nafplio, which is very, very small. So what are some of these differences? What are some of the things that I've observed? I'll tell you something. First of all, I will speak first about the church, and then I'll speak about jiu-jitsu, since we speak about both of these things in this podcast. First of all, from a church point of view, what are the differences and what is better or worse between a large city, the city mouse versus the country mouse? Well, I'll speak about the big city first. In the big city, you have multiple parishes, you have multiple places where one can go to church. This is good in one sense that there's a lot of activity. There's a lot of different feast days and a lot of different churches that are celebrating their feasts. For example, my church is Saints Constant and Helen, but down the street I might have Saint Irene's, or I have Holy Trinity, or there might be Saint Nicholas, or all these different parishes, and they all have kind of different flavors and feels to them to a certain degree. They have their different feast days, different festivals, different events happening, youth events, adult events, maybe religious speakers. You have a lot of different things going on. And so an Orthodox Christian who lives in a big city has the option of traveling and visiting different parishes and meeting many different people, attending many different services, and also attending many different social and religious events. Also, in addition to that, they can also have many friends from different parishes. Also, there might be trips or pilgrimages or other opportunities that afford themselves to living in an area where there are many different Orthodox Christian churches. My parish is part of that kind of milieu of Orthodoxy in a big city. The smaller communities, for example, when I was out in Winnipeg or other places in Western Canada, Thunder Bay, Saskatoon, Regina, Calgary, all these places where they're more kind of, secluded, where the Greeks or any Orthodox community is kind of like more alone and does not have so much of a connection to other parts of the country, there is a different feel because, yes, it's true that you have less options as far as where you would go to church yourself, the types of events that are happening or the types of people you would interact with. But as far as, unity of a community and how tight knit a community is, I have found that the smaller communities are more tight knit. There is more of a sense of community. Everybody knows everybody. So, one of the big differences that I noticed when I moved back to Toronto, because I'm originally from Toronto, is that, you know, when I was in Winnipeg, I knew every single parishioner, every single name of every parishioner. And, you know, it was, I knew every person. I had probably visited every single person's house, whether they went to church often or not. I had more time to be with people, to spend time with people, to visit their homes and their businesses. It was much more unified. There were less politics, I guess you could say, from a cultural or social point of view. There were less conflicts. And I found that projects got done faster because people were united into one community. So, you know, everybody supported just one place. And so much more progressive and much more effective in getting things done. Whereas in the big city, you know, I know most of my people, but not everybody, because in the big city, one of the drawbacks of living in the big city is that you have so many people that there are, of course, your local regular parishioners who are part of your community, but then you have a big chunk of people who kind of float around. You know, they are, I don't want to say like tourists, but it is this kind of phenomenon of people who don't have a home parish, are not connected to one community, but rather will jump around and visit different communities for different reasons on different Sundays. And so, you know, in the Orthodox Church, we have the phenomenon of memorial services where people will, you know, commemorate the people who have fallen asleep, who have died, either at 40 days or maybe 6 months or at a year anniversary of their deaths. And a lot of times people will be invited to their local parish or their friend's family's parish for that, you know, commemoration on any given Sunday. So you have a lot of times where you have a lot of people in the church, maybe even up to a third of the church that is full of people who are not your parishioners, but they are visiting from other parishes and they are simply there for memorials or for other particular services that they've been invited to by your parishioners. So what I'm trying to say is that you have kind of like a contingent of people who are kind of just passing through, who are visiting, but you don't know who they are. And of course, this changes the dynamic of communities where you only have a certain portion that is dedicated and another portion that is constantly kind of going through. It does change the feeling of a community. That's a little bit more loosely knit. And even though you know more people, you actually don't know more people. You know less people because you establish kind of looser connections and looser relationships with those people. That is one of the drawbacks of, you know, the bigger city. And so kind of if you asked me, you know, Father Ted, what is better or worse, from an Orthodox point of view, I would say like from a religious point of view, I would probably favor the smaller community, the smaller city, because Orthodoxy itself as a faith, as ancient Christianity that has been around since the beginning for the last 2,000 years, has always been structured around a small grassroots kind of, you know, local community, right? It functions best in that type of environment where, you know, the priest is the head of a local small community where he knows everybody and he's able to help everybody. And, you know, it's just, it lends itself to have, you know, Orthodoxy lends itself to a more organic, smaller community. When you become a really, really massive community or what we would call like a mega church, things that we don't have anything that you kind of see on TV. Like, for example, when you see like Protestant mega churches online and on TV, we don't have anything like that in the Orthodox Church. But we do have some parishes that are so big where the priest doesn't really know who you are and he can't know who you are because it's just such a big parish. And then you lose that connection, that personal connection with your spiritual leader. It's hard for the priest to be able to cater to everybody, to be able to keep up with the spiritual needs of the whole community. And then, you know, inevitably things like burnout or people falling through the cracks or people being ignored will happen because just of the sheer size of any given community without the proper manpower. So, you know, I would definitely favor the smaller community when it comes to the Orthodox Church. Smaller is better. Smaller, more multiple communities as opposed to one big community. So everybody knows each other and becomes a true family. This is kind of like what I would expect or what I would hope for in most Orthodox churches. Now, when it comes to jujitsu, you know, you translate this into the other world, the world of jujitsu, which is, of course, is non-religious, as we've discussed many, many times, but in many ways does parallel, you know, a type of community, because jujitsu is a community. We have, again, these two different experiences. You have, you know, the dojo that is located in a big metropolitan area where there are a lot of options for training, there's a lot of competition, of course, from a business point of view, but there are also a lot of different instructors. There's a lot of different, you know, opportunities to learn, open mats, different competitions that are available, as opposed to a smaller town. So again, what are the benefits? Well, I'm in Toronto, massive metropolitan area, as I said. While I spend, 90%, maybe 95% of my time at my own, my own dojo, which is Rev MMA in Toronto. And it's a wonderful place, because, it's 5 minutes away from my house. You know, we do everything there. My kids train, I train. We're there, five, six times a week. Of course, that becomes a community, becomes like a family. You know your friends, your training partners, your instructors. And it becomes very much, the dedicated home that you go to and that you train at. But of course, you have so many other options. There are other opportunities. And, instructors sometimes teach at different clubs as well. You might be invited to open mats, which are kind of like open, not competitions, but rather just kind of places where people can go and train with others and roll with others. And that's really nice. And you meet other students and other teachers and things like that. And of course, you also have the benefit of, in a big metropolitan area, more competitions. Usually big cities will host competitions a lot more often, or a city nearby. So, of course, things within driving distance will be hosting competitions. And this is also a really positive, in my opinion, because, whether you are a competitor or not in jiu-jitsu, and of course, we know that a very small percentage of people who actually practice jiu-jitsu actually compete, but whether you are a competitor or not, having the benefit of competitions in your area is great, because if you're a competitor, well, of course, it's understood that you have more options, more opportunities to prepare yourself and to test yourself against others, both locally and internationally. But even if you don't, then you also have the opportunity to travel with friends, to support your team members, to go and to watch these things as a spectator, and to learn, because just going to competitions and watching the fights and being able to observe is maybe not as beneficial, but quite beneficial to one's game, how one, practices jiu-jitsu and how much they learn. So, I think that's a really, really big thing and very, very important. And I think just like the general, collaboration and interaction that happens between instructors and other students amongst different gyms is a very healthy thing for jiu-jitsu in a metropolitan area. Now, and I saw this also in Athens. I trained at Alliance. I only trained there. I wasn't able to I haven't been able to, visit any other dojos in the metropolitan area of Athens, Greece. But you see that, in Alliance, it is very much similar to what I'm used to in Toronto. It's a big gym, lots of classes, right? They're able to offer multiple classes a day sometimes, and especially almost every day of the week, because there is that population that offers that. So you also have more options to train. But then coming down and traveling down to Nafplio/Argos, these kind of two towns that are side by side here in southern Greece, it's a completely different kind of atmosphere, right? So here in Nafplio, for example, there was a team, before the pandemic for jiu-jitsu. It got shut down because the club that they were training out of got shut down, and now it hasn't started up again. So there really hasn't been any jiu-jitsu in Nafplio. In Argos, there is this team, as I said, Phoenix Jiu-Jitsu, which is thriving and is going strong. It's based out of a small community center on the outskirts of the city. It's a different feel. It's not better or worse, but rather it's definitely more of a family. So I'm visiting here in July, where a lot of people in Greece are off on vacation, right? So the season kind of slows down. A lot of people do not come to train. And so when I visited Phoenix Jiu-Jitsu here, there were only about four or five people training in the sessions, and it was kind of much more cozy, I guess you could say. But the training was excellent. So the instruction was great. Evagilos, who was, the instructor when I went, who was a 3-stripe purple belt, he was really, really good, just really open, really inviting. And that's one of the things that I first kind of like noticed about Greece, where, and especially here in the smaller town, that, when you go to a big gym, no one knows who you are. And they may be very inviting and very open, but it's still a big gym. You're walking into a massive community that you're not part of when you're visiting, and you're just a number. But when you visit, you know, when you visit places like Argos or Nafplio, where it's very small and you have a smaller community, maybe you have like a school that has about 20 students, maybe 30 students maximum, not 150 or 200, or a school that does other, you know, martial arts disciplines as well. You are welcomed, I guess, like in a much, much warmer way. Like, you know, and so when I contacted some of these schools here, for example, Phoenix Jiu-Jitsu here in the Argos team, they were very, very kind, and they reached out to me immediately, and they were like, you know, sure, Father Ted, you know, come, you know, train with us whenever you want. You're more than welcome. And when I went there, it was very much like a family, and it was very, very tight knit. Everybody knew each other, and everything was laid back. Not in a negative way, in the sense that it wasn't professional. The training was really great. The rolling was really great. But I did feel that I kind of knew these people for a long time, even though I had just met them. I had this kind of like vibe that came off of these people. So that was really positive. You know, the drawbacks of being in a smaller town, of course, yes, it's the opposite of the big town. So you don't have the same amount of people to train with. You don't have the variety of training partners to be able to kind of like, you know, experience different types of jiu-jitsu. Perhaps this is also why people are much more appreciative in the smaller towns of, you know, visitors coming in and training and, you know, kind of like giving them that opportunity to train and to experience other styles and other kind of levels of jiu-jitsu. And also you don't have the same amount of competitions and things like that at your disposal. So that can also affect, you know, how much exposure you have to worldwide jiu-jitsu. Having said that, you know, as a, I guess you could say, a potential negative, with the internet, though, of course, things have changed. It's not like, you know, 10, 15 years ago where smartphones were not really a thing yet. And, you know, we didn't have, you know, BJJ Fanatics and, you know, Jiu-Jitsu X and all these different kind of online platforms where people could learn from, and YouTube and everything. Now, with technology being what it is, even in small towns like Argos, where you have a smaller team, they can be part of a bigger community, even if they are not physically part of that bigger community. So, you know, they're able to kind of reach out, learn from different videos, you know, even do webinars, you know, do live feeds, live streams, FaceTime with other instructors, things like that. And of course, it's not like they cannot travel to Athens and other big cities where there are competitions happening. So, you know, it's not that different as it used to be in the older kind of decades of jiu-jitsu or earlier decades of jiu-jitsu, but it is different. And so if I had to kind of rate or you know, choose, you know, what I personally would prefer, and this of course has nothing to do with the quality of the jiu-jitsu or the quality of the instruction, because as I said, both in the city and both in the village and the country, the instruction is great, and you know, the attitude is wonderful. But I would say that generally speaking, you know, for jiu-jitsu, I would probably favor a bigger city for jiu-jitsu than the smaller city, just because, and for only for the reason of that you have more options and more opportunities of exposure to different types of jiu-jitsu. And so it would be, for me personally, and again, this is my personal preference. This is not like, you know, I'm a white belt. I'm a four-stripe white belt. What do I know? But as my personal, you know, preference, you know, 2.5 years in training jiu-jitsu, I would say that I would definitely favor a bigger city versus small city for jiu-jitsu, for the opportunity to be able to interact with many, many different people, more rolling partners, more competitions, more seminars, things like that. But for church, you know, coming, bringing it back to the faith, I would definitely favor a smaller town. So it's kind of interesting that I kind of favor the opposites, whether it's from the religious point of view or from the jiu-jitsu point of view. Now, having said that, in the end, I'm having a wonderful time here in Greece as far as what jiu-jitsu kind of has to offer. Is it different? Yes, it is. Are kind of like the experience of the instructors different? Of course. you know, the geography of jiu-jitsu different, you know, kind of having to travel longer, longer distances and trying to, you know, find kind of like these little niches of areas where people are training. Yes, of course, it's different. It's not as easy to train jiu-jitsu in many parts of Greece as it is in Canada and America and other countries. But on the flip side of that, it's actually really, really beautiful. I was telling my wife, Joanna, that, you know, when I first visited, because I was able to train twice here at Phoenix Jiu-Jitsu and Argos team, you know, the first time I went down, you know, I kind of got lost and I was like amongst these fields and I had kind of taken the wrong turn. And then, of course, Tasso Cavallas, the black belt, the instructor, he was kind enough to kind of steer me back in the right direction to the club and to the team. But, you know, even when I actually found the place, it was nestled, you know, in this kind of like this, it was this little community center. And the community center is literally nestled into these fields that have a backdrop of these beautiful rolling mountains, quite literally mountains. And it's just stunning. So, you know, you're doing jiu-jitsu with four or five people, like a kind of a small team of people who are dedicated to this beautiful, beautiful martial art. And you're looking out the window while you're rolling and you just see this beautiful kind of like agrarian, you know, rolling hills and olive trees and grapes and, you know, and just hills. And it's just, it's stunning. And you're saying, look where jiu-jitsu has come. Like it's in these places where you would never think to find it in the past. And still going strong, you know, it's still happening. Even in this smaller kind of town, you still have, you know, a strong jiu-jitsu root that has taken hold and people are practicing and they are, and, you know, looking at the instructions, like same drills that we do back in Toronto, you know, same kind of warm-ups we do in Toronto, same kind of fundamentals, whether it be gi or no gi, like, you know, everyone is practicing kind of like this beautiful art and they're practicing it well. And that was really the most important takeaway that I took from this experience so far. I hope that this is not like the end of my experience. Of course, you know, this was the first kind of half of my trip. It was a little bit easier to train just because of the locations. I will be going into some other locations in Greece for the second half of my trip, which do not have the availability of any clubs or jiu-jitsu clubs to train at. So for the next couple of weeks until the end, I won't be able to train at all. However, when I do return to Athens at the end of July, for the last 4 days, I will have the opportunity to train again at Alliance. And also I hope to be visiting our good friend Evagrios Mumzis at Black Belt Academy in Lamia, which is just north, 2 hours north of Athens. Of course, we had him on one of our Easter episodes a couple of years ago, listening to his experiences about seeing the Holy Light in Jerusalem, the miracle of the Holy Light during the Paschal season, during Holy Saturday. And I will be, God willing, visiting him as well. So I will have some time to train a little bit more near the end, and I will be podcasting. I hope to maybe get one or two more episodes out from this trip in Greece, traveling with the gi. But until then, I will try to stay as active as possible, and if anything else comes up, I will touch base with everybody. But as for now, 2 weeks in on our trip, traveling with the gi here in beautiful Greece, country mouse versus city mouse, you know, country jiu-jitsu versus city jiu-jitsu, country orthodoxy versus city orthodoxy, you know, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, however you live your life, you can definitely have successful, you know, jiu-jitsu, a successful jiu-jitsu career, in the city or in the country, wherever you are, regardless of the opportunities that you have, if there's dedication, you can definitely make it work. And in the same way, even from an Orthodox point of view, whether you're in part of a big community in a big city or whether you're part of a smaller community, whatever it is, in the end, it's up to us to make the decision to be, you know, connected and to be connected with the community, to be dedicated and to make a commitment to a community and to follow through with that commitment. This happens within the Orthodox faith and it also happens within the jiu-jitsu community as well. So I do wish that everybody continues their summer break if any of you are on vacation and continue to enjoy your vacations. I will talk to you guys hopefully in a week or two when I'm back in Athens. But until then, God bless all of you. Have a wonderful summer and we'll talk to you soon. Take care. You have been listening to The Fighting Priests. Feel free to download us on Spotify, Apple iTunes, or anywhere else you get your content. Check us out on Instagram at The Fighting Priests. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at thefightingpriests@gmail.com. Till next time, keep training the body and the soul.